Morning After with Nick and Big J. Honor and privilege to welcome on the show a board-certified urologist of the Idaho Urologic Institute. His name is Dr. Joe Williams. Good morning, Doctor. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Thank you for spending some time with us. You are a past president of the Idaho Medical Association as well, so, boy, you're really slumming it up on the morning show with us. Thank you very much, man. We know you're busy. It's that time of year, but it's vasectomy time. Fast Madness is going on at IUI, and, of course, that means it's busy for you guys. I imagine that it's been probably picking up business over the last couple months there as well, right?
It has been. You know, people aren't as busy outdoors, so they got some time on their hands. So many of the jobs that people have are kind of in the slow range right now, you know, and so guys are thinking, well, maybe I'll go do this thing that my wife's been bugging me about.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we fellas, we get awful apprehensive about the idea of this procedure, and sometimes that just, it's not the case. We shouldn't be worried about that, right?
Truly not. I mean, it's weird to have a couple of local anesthesia shots in the scrotum, but it's quick, and then in shockingly short order, we're operating and getting the job done. And we're just talking the patient through it and yucking it up, usually.
Yeah, you're awake during the procedure. It's an outpatient thing. You're back home the same day. And then, you know, the other thing that people can be worried about, too, is the recovery time. What usually does that look like?
So what we're trying to do is decrease the risk of having one of the few things that are on the list of bad things that can happen, decrease the risk of those happening. So my wound hematoma rate after a vasectomy is less than 1%. But in an attempt to decrease the risk of that, we want guys to lay on the couch for 2 days running the channel changer. Lying has been interpreted by some as sitting at a computer. It's better to lie flat.
Yeah.
And some guys get a little antsy, and day one they feel rambunctious, and they say, well, maybe I'll just clean the garage. And that's not a good idea. Just because any lifting can increase venous pressure and help create a blood clot down in there. And that's just uncomfortable. It's not horrible. It's just uncomfortable. So that's why we have folks lay on the couch for 2 days, and then they're pretty much through the woods as far as risk goes. But just for icing on the cake, we have folks do no heavy lifting or vigorous exercise for a week. After a week, they can do anything. So I tell guys, rugby match post-op day 7, go for it, but you may pay for it. But it doesn't cause any surgical problem.
You know, we talk about some of the risk factors here and how easy this procedure is to get in and out versus, you know, having to have, you know, your wife or your girlfriend or whoever go through a similar procedure for them and getting the tubes tied, et cetera. It's far more complicated and dangerous, and this is probably just the best way and direction to go.
God built us with the scrotum that's kind of hanging outside of the body, and so it's easy access. The fallopian tubes are an intra-abdominal, intra-pelvic organ, and that requires a laparoscopic surgery, which requires general anesthesia, usually an overnight stay in the hospital, sometimes not, but it's way more complicated, way more expensive to do a tubal ligation than to do a vasectomy.
IUI has a lot of stuff going on, and vasectomies is something that is a pretty big deal at this particular point. If somebody is interested, wants to get a consultation, maybe wants a one-on-one appointment to get some more questions answered, what's the best way to do that, sir?
Give us a phone call, 208-639-4900.
Also, idurology.com is a great place to go to get some more information. Maybe you can get some information on the website there as well. I know you're busy, doctor. Thank you very much for making time this morning for us, and we appreciate you getting the word out, sir.
You bet. Thank you. The bottom line is trust.